Bez Hashem, we're learning Pel Yoitz, Ois Aleph, Shir number 84, discussing MS, the last year, and MS for now, where the Pel Yoitz tells us, Umichlal Midas MS is La'ames, is Devarov, Hein Tzedek, V'Lav Tzedek. Included in the attribute, the Mid of MS, is to be Moid Al MS, to admit to the truth. Kim levad ha'isr shaboy ginaya dover lachza midiburay. Besides, for the isr of lying and not saying the MS, if a person says something, you have to keep to your words. In fact, there's a famous Mishnah. It's a powerful Mishnah in Bab Metziah, in Daf Mem and Dalit. And the Mishnah says, Misha par midor ha'mabul, midor ha'floga, who asli para me misha eina oimid bidiburai. The Mishnah says that a person who does not keep his words will be punished, just like Hashem punished the dar amabul and the dar haflaga, the generation of the flood, and the dar haflaga when Hashem changed the languages. Misha para midar hamabul, the same way Hashem punished that, those two generations, who asli para, Hashem will also, you hear this, Hashem will also, the Mishnah equates how Hashem will punish the person she'en oimid b'dibura, who doesn't keep to his word. So it's very important. Emes means not just to say the truth, but if you say something, to fulfill it, to follow suit. L'chein, yach shoiv mo'id, koidim she'yitzi dibur mipiv, im yuchel l'kaim. Therefore, person should, before he speaks, think about the words he's about to say. How disappointing it is to people when someone says to them something and the person never follows through. It's a very disappointing feeling. And he's saying that before you say something, it's very easy to talk. As they say, words are cheap, right? Talk is cheap. It doesn't cost anything. But we see over here, it's not so cheap, in fact. Misha para midor hamabul umidor haflogo. Who asli para mimisha in the oime bidiburai? If a person doesn't keep those words, he's in the same category as he will be punished by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like Hashem punished the dor hamabul. Hashem destroyed the world. Just like Hashem punished the dor haflogo. He changed the languages when they came to attack HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to understand the severity. Let's appreciate this for another minute. Mimisha eine oimed bidibura, for a person who doesn't keep to his word. Nadora mabul, nadora floga. In these two generations, we can define them as generations of lack of emes. Lack of emes. It was generations where they would do what they want. Emes is not to do what I want. Emes is to do what Hashem says is emes. Someone serves you a bowl of soup and says, how's this soup? And you think it's the most awful soup, food, whatever example of food it was. Most disgusting, if you want to use that word. You don't know how you got it down. You see a nace in front of you that you ate that food. And the person says, oh, so how's the soup? So truth, I have to say the truth. I have to tell you, this is the most disgusting food in the world. I don't know if I should have made a bracha on that food. I don't know if it's food. Do you think you say that? Of course not. You say, thank you very much. It was a very nice soup. That's what you say. And there's a whole discussion in front of Dessler how we define what MS is. Now, if the person offers you another bowl of soup, you can say, no, thank you, I had enough. You don't have to go for the second bowl of soup. You know, they say the story where there's certain tzaddik, and I say tzaddik because it's not so easy to get down food that is really doesn't suit you well. Where when he was younger, he ate certain food that his mother made him, and he never told his mother he never liked the food. He just ate it. When he got married, it's a true story now. When he got married, his mother went over and told his kala, I want to tell you what my son really likes. I want to tell you. I don't know, it was borscht, whatever the food was. And she says, let me give you the recipe. He eats it. He finished the whole entire plate. He doesn't leave anything over. He gets married. He's wondering, okay, he'll get a start, new life. I'll have a whole new type of food. Before you know it, he's got the same recipe. Okay, you know what he did? His whole entire life of marriage, he ate that food. Mamash tzaddik. And he never liked it when he was a bachur, when he was not married. And he never said a thing once. This is a very important lesson here. We should train ourselves before we say words. Value each word. You're going to say you're going to do something. Make sure you do it. Yes, as Reb Nachum said it, you should say bli neder. But we have to value it. It's almost like you should value it like you made it like a shvuah, like you made an oath. That's how we should value the words that we say. The last point he says over here, Bechlal ha'emes, is Moida ha'emes. That's what I started saying earlier. A person has to learn Torah al pi derech emes. A person has to live his life al pi derech emes. What does that mean? You learn mechavruso. You have a chavruso. You're talking to a friend. Whatever the example might be, you're having a mundane conversation with someone. And you have a certain opinion on a certain matter. And then your opinion gets stronger on a certain matter. Eventually, that person might prove you that you're incorrect. You're totally wrong. There are two approaches a person can take. He can either fight it because he's embarrassed to say that, you know what, you're right. Because his pride, his gaiva is there. Or he can be moide ala emes. Admit to the truth. This is the midos ha-emes that we have to try to work on.